Okay, so while she's going around, so you take zucchini, cover the, first of all, fry 1 pound of hamburger in an electric skillet. Then you take zucchini and you line it up in the bacon grease after you've gotten the stuff out. Then you take onion, pepper, tomatoes, celery, this much, throw them in. Then you take instant rice, pour over the top, cheese. Then you take tomato sauce, then you take cheese, 1 hour, 200 degrees, to die for. And
are we ready?
You can eat all you want, because it's all veggies.
Before I get started, I would like to welcome our new members, and I'm sorry, but I can't read about it, so Marilyn Wood,
yes.
And, are you...
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I just wanted to be, I've lived in Kaiser for over 35 years. I decided I really wanted to, you know, get
involved.
And so I decided this would be a good way. And I was in the Army for over 10 years. And then I went back to school when in midlife, got a degree in gerontology. Was an exercise specialist for older adults, took exercise to assisted living. I had an Alzheimer group, very active, low-impact aerobics for seniors, and I did that for 15 years. And so I need new things.
And
to...
And are you an artist? I mean, you do have pink hair.
I do have pink hair, so that's a giveaway.
Oh,
just come to my house. You'll see that.
So what's your mediums? What do you do?
Well, I don't. I mean, I just love to decorate. I love to do artsy things. My sister is a watercolorist. My sister-in-law is a sculptor. So my dad designed homes. So
lovely.
Always been interested.
Well, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Derek.
Well, I've lived in Kaiser for a little over 20 years.
Newcomer.
Yeah. I own a local business here. My kids have almost all graduated from McNary High School. And I wanted to get involved in my neighborhood association as well, but I wanted to do something to volunteer.
And what's your business?
Zwicker's Carpet and Furniture Cleaning.
Okay.
We've been here in Salem for 112 years in my family.
And here in Kaiser?
Well, Kaiser, Salem, yes.
Okay.
Been in Kaiser just since me.
Okay. Well,
and then also we have returning to us, Catherine.
Yes.
So happy to have you back.
Thank you.
And how come we get you 2 years? What's the deal?
Well, I applied again.
But I mean, oh, so we got a junior senior deal.
Excellent.
Lucky us.
Yeah.
So you could be a threefer.
I could.
Okay.
And then last but not least, we have Dawn here, and so it's nice to meet you.
So when did you start? Oh, wow.
But Debbie just left, what, 2 days ago or 3 days ago?
Excellent. Yes, I'm meeting those girls for for lunch tomorrow.
So so welcome, everybody. Next on the agenda is the approval of minutes. Has anybody read the minutes?
No. Did we get them?
I
did. I'm sorry, Don. When did you send them last week?
Weren't they at the end of the
they
attachment?
Came.
I read.
The 106-page attachment?
No, not that one.
Okay. Did you read the 106-page attachment?
I have perused it. I have found the important parts.
Okay, well, I didn't see the 106, but I did see the agenda. Yes. I'm the chair. Yes.
You thought it was who?
That's
no,
okay.
Cat's new.
I don't know anything.
I took the gavel. So I read the minutes. So do you want to do a motion? I'll second it.
Move to approve.
I move to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
I will second that. All in favor? Aye.
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 I trust
opposed?
You.
Okay. So Felicia made the...
I made the motion.
The second was Derek.
Mm-hmm. Or no, the second was me.
Oh, it was?
Yes.
Oh.
Because I read them. And so next on the agenda is the appearance of interested citizens. Do we have an interested citizen? Yay!
And we had the Holmans came and talked to us at our meeting last week.
Holman. Carolyn and Tom
Holman. And they were asking about a graffiti wall art project for the kids. And we felt in the Parks Committee that was probably more of an art commission thing. And so we just wanted to kind of hand off. And I thought they were going to be here because he had a whole presentation that he gave to us and talked about it. But he's pretty passionate about it. And it's, you know, might give some of the kids an option to do something different rather than all the graffiti that we see around town. Although, I mean, I don't know if one negates the other, but it's an option. You know, even something, he discussed something about maybe giving them, you know, an opportunity to do some things with the skateboard park and those kind of things. So we just decided in our meeting that one of us would come and just kind of let you guys know. And again, like I said, I thought they were going to be here tonight, but, you know, maybe something happened.
And they know you handed it off?
Yes, yes. They were at the meeting, and they knew that we were going to...
Who is this?
Tom and Carolyn Holman.
H-O-L-M-A-N?
H-O-M-A-N.
Okay.
She said that she couldn't make it.
Okay.
Thank you. She said, Carolyn said that she could not make it, but she sent the information that she provided to the Parks Committee, along with a couple of photos from Colorado for the walls, the legal graffiti walls, and so I did pass that on to the members. But
so that's kind of why I was here, just to kind of hand off to you guys.
I did.
Okay. So, yeah. Very cool.
All right.
I mean, it's like Bansky stuff, you know.
Oh, Lisa has it.
Of course you can.
Lisa Sajaka, Parks Board, resident of Kaiser. And we're not trying to actually pass it off, but because parks tend to be more out of the way and not as much of a thing, they were talking about possibly the bridge between the Gubser neighborhood and...
interesting.
Yes, or having it...
Wall too.
Having something that's... in the public eye,
right,
so that they can showcase their art that might not necessarily be a park, but it could be a park. So it could be a collaboration between our two groups, or you could take it over. That's fine.
Well, and we would have to make some rule changes from the parks. I guess it's not something impossible for us to do, but right now, the way our rules are, apparently we would not be able to authorize anything like that. So. But we can collaborate, whatever you guys want to do.
Right.
But
I think that's right. I think it's right that it comes to us because
yeah.
Where they, I mean, the one bridge that you happened to mention that happened to be adjacent to a park, I can't think, I mean, you know, where else would you put those types of
right.
art installations? But there's plenty of places within the city.
Yes.
So I think it's right. I think we're better suited for, okay. we can do it.
Of course you can.
Right. Yeah.
You can do anything.
There's some great examples out there, though, I think she sent, they had some on our parks, but yeah, there's a lot of other stuff out there, too, of just artists that are more to that tenor than, you know, I don't know, regular art. I don't like using that phrase. I like a lot of that. There's some Chicano art at the Cheech Museum down in the Riverside that look very much like that kind of thing, and it's really good. I enjoy that kind of art. So,
down where?
It's called the Cheech Museum. It's Cheech Marin. He has one of the largest
collections. Not here.
No. It's in Riverside, California.
What?
But that type of art is down there, and that's the kind of art that I'm talking about. And I really, you know, it's pretty cool looking. So
yeah.
Or even
a statement for our
just
city.
Looking at the train cars. I mean, some of those
two.
Train cars
yeah.
that go by are beautiful.
Yeah. Well, Banksy. Yeah. You know, there's people
art.
Who have made millions.
Right.
Graffiti.
We had some suggestions in the past of doing like art in the park with maybe not on something, but bringing in graffiti, having graffiti artists do, it seemed like we had talked about that, doing just like canvas or something, but the graffiti art. You remember that?
Okay. No, but I will tell you, Kaiser Art Association is, and I think this is, there's a nexus here, is thinking of partnering with the Kaiser Chamber of Commerce for next Kaiser Fest to have an art fair to take over what used to be the Salem Art Fair when real local artists could afford to participate and actually sell their goods. So there might be an opportunity there too for some art demonstration.
I know we had talked, we had also talked to, somebody had approached us about the skate park and painting that, and there's skate parks in Portland where it's, but I think we hit kind of a roadblock with that as far as the type of paint. Yeah, the paint that you would have to use, and it would just be.
When they're rolling wheels over.
Yeah, so it didn't seem like it was going to be feasible.
But we can do this. So let's ask Don to have him, let's have those folks come talk to us.
Right.
If we can schedule Don, if you've got contact information. Kaiser Art Association is wanting to partner with, we haven't got the details worked out because Corey can't talk till after this year's. So then we'll start to work on something for next year.
But this would just be to come speak to us about
What their vision is.
Yeah.
And then we could figure out a way.
No, the Homans. The Homans that had reached out to Kaiser Parks, have them reach out to them and have them come to maybe our next meeting if they can, or one after that. And
he's done some research. He's got info for you.
So. Yeah.
Cool.
He's very passionate about.
He is very
passionate.
Yeah.
Do we have like a Kaiser sign that says this artwork's sponsored? I'm just saying this because I live in Lost Creek and a bunch of fences were tagged last week, and I mean they were able to clean it up, but I think we have to make the distinction between like, you know,
art and
public art
and where
and where.
So I'd like to hear what they, you know, how they
Adam, aren't we having like a real problem with this right now? You know what's so interesting, though? They're really pretty respectful of other art. So if it is art, like, you don't see art tagged very often. They're real respectful of that. So let's just fill this town up with art.
There you go. Perfect.
Shaney,
I love the cows.
Like you were going to say something, though.
Me too. Thanks.
Adam?
You're right. It has been a problem that's growing. Working on a camera system to put out in our parks that hopefully will reduce some of that, but it's most of it is gang affiliated.
It's in the parks? Like, what are they tagging?
I think they were tagging the walk.
Even in the big toy, we had some.
I'm sorry, the what?
The big toy trees
in
the park. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The walkway. I know
by the boat landing parking lot too. Yeah. Been down there. So.
And so you guys put in cameras, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Cameras? Excellent.
Do you have a specialist who can identify gang-related symbols?
We do. Yep. Yeah. We know who they are, actually.
You know who the people are?
Yep. They actually arrested some of them, but others were waiting to get enough evidence.
Yeah. So. Okay. So that was our appearance of interested citizens. Next up is the, and thank you guys for bringing that, the gallery display schedule. So we have August through September during the Iris Festival. I think we're doing our Kaiser Fest annual display
posters.
Of the posters.
They go back 40 years.
Right. And so October, November, we have the Native American, that's in, that's the Native American month, or
it's Native American Heritage Month.
Heritage Month. So,
and so, but we take the display cases. So the trophy cases out
front. Just out here. Okay.
Right. We don't have enough student artwork We're hoping this year to expand that, and they'll be in the gallery next door, the student art will, in addition to the...
So we don't have anything else in October, November?
So we need something in the galleries. Okay. Okay.
And so, I mean, we're always looking for suggestions, so if our new members know of anyone that's any artist that would like to display their work, reach out. And then we have December, January, we have the Quilt Guild.
So, Dawn, that is usually something that Deb reached out to. They usually come every year. They're fabulous art quilts. So is that, are you going to continue to do that?
Yes.
Well, then we will continue to love you.
Was that usually in the October,
yes.
November?
No.
Yes. Is that, I mean, they're kind of, they haven't.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. I don't know what happened with that. Do you, Shaney?
I'm sorry.
SCAF, Salem Kaiser Educational Foundation, and they used to have a student art show, and we had all Kaiser school art displayed on racks for October and November. And then it stopped, I want to say 18, and I don't know anything.
Yeah,
do you?
I'm just wondering if that's something that they might be interested in.
We would love to do that. We loved doing that. And then what they did was have a reception for the kids and their parents in the living room. Mm-hmm. And so then they all came one night, and nobody won any awards or anything. It was just a celebration of the kids' art. We'd love to get back to that.
I will text her.
Thank you.
Then we will love you too. Yes, Adam?
I was encouraging my 18-year-old daughter to submit something, but she hasn't yet.
Well, keep encouraging.
She does these 3x5 book or index cards, uh-huh. and draws them and gives them away to friends for bookmarks, but she's probably got 50 to 100
Ooh.
Of them. And she was interested in it, but I haven't.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So she's going to have to figure out a way to display them in
mount them, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, that doesn't seem impossible.
Okay, so new people. If you know artists that would be interested in this. So we have two galleries. We have the East Gallery, which is right here, and then we have the North Gallery, which is down the hallway. There's art in there now. Artists can choose to take both galleries, although seldom do they do that, unless it's a group. Or they can take the East, or they can take the North. And when we get done with our meeting, maybe we can all walk out there on a little field trip so you can see what we're talking about, and it cost them nothing, and during COVID, it wasn't such a great deal for artists because there was no one in the building, but now we're back, and it's a great deal because how many people would you say run through this building in a year's time, in a normal year now?
Thousands.
Exactly. Prior to COVID, it was 100,000 people in this building in a year's time. So you chunk that up into a three-month period, and they're at least having their art shown to 30,000 people. They get to put signs on it that says the name of the piece, the artist, and the cost. And if anyone's interested, they just take that to the reception desk, and they give that information to the artist, who will reach out to them directly. They charge no commission. It's a screaming deal for artists.
I'm gonna jump down to 10 on the agenda with a student emerging artist display. So again, this is like his daughter would be, I guess she could be a student or an emerging artist.
Yeah.
But we have two separate places for that. So if you know of any.
And they're smaller, so you only got,
yeah.
You can have 4 to 6 pieces, except in Adam's case, though, because they're small, she could put quite a few on there. Mm-hmm. But. But, yeah, that's for emerging artists.
Yeah, or student art. And that's two different displays, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to jump back up to item 5 and the utility box painting update. Do we have an update?
Yep. I used the opportunity to be able to wear my hard hat and vest today.
Nice.
You identified locations.
I went out on Chamawa and River and the Lock Haven and River, and they're pretty much the same size, within an inch of each other. And but yeah, I don't get to wear my vest and hat very often, so even though I was standing right next to other pedestrians, I wore my vest and hat just so I could, because I could. Anyway, the main thing I think for this exercise was to get the aspect ratio of the painting so that when they submit, they have something that's gonna be able to be expanded to fill that space without some voids.
Yeah. Is this the top?
That's, no, if we were just to, yeah, like Kat's saying, and if I can put it into words, if you're folding that out into one flat surface,
that's the wrap. Okay.
That's the aspect ratio that you need. The
okay, great.
9'4" to 57.25". I should have done both of those in feet, but, and the other one was 114 inches by 57. So they're rough, almost within an inch of each other, the same size. So I also talked with, got a message from Brian Martin, again, that he's talking with the street people, but I'm not concerned about Salem anymore because Keith Staley, the city manager there, was very involved in their traffic control box wrap in Olympia, Washington, where he came from. So
he's
not going to see any barriers to it. So.
And how many of these do we have?
Oh, gosh. You know, every intersection is going to have one with the traffic light. I did notice the one at, there was one I noticed that was a bit smaller. I think this is more the normal size, but there are some intersections where it's a smaller box. Well, I think it was by the Can Staff, that light.
Yeah.
And the Carl's Jr., that was a smaller box. But basically, at every, you're going to have one of these at
one at every intersection. Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Yep. That's where the engineers get in there and mess with the timing of the lights to.
Really good, Adam. Really good.
So that's kind of the information you need to put out for the artist to submit. Again, I guess we just need to figure out the program design. The way we did it in the last city I was at was a competition, and people submitted designs for it, and then a panel of folks picked the art that was going to be put.
Have 120 winners?
And then it just goes back to your budget of how much you want to spend. I think Lori got a better quote than I was. We were paying around $900 for wrap, but I think it was you that talked with Pronto or something that
talked with
it was the
Creasy,
yeah.
Creasy, yeah.
Creasy, that, yeah, he was
for
in
a couple
the sign
hundred
business
bucks
before COVID. So yeah, and he had said 3 to 5.
Yeah, so yeah, that's really
which
good
is great. But even $900, I mean, we've got these in our master plan, so we could set a goal for ourselves this year of doing 2 or 3. We're due now. We've executed the cows. We've installed the cows, so they're done. All we have to do is put the storyboard up. And so we're ready for another project. So we can start another project, and this would be a good one. We do have that one individual who submitted
The
iris information. I'm sorry, I don't know his name. That's probably going to have to be a call to Deb. But if that will fit on this, we already, a group, said, yes, this would fit. And it's abstract iris. That would really fit for one. That might be a good.
I think he was planning on painting the box. That was his.
Yeah, well, no.
Yeah, right. So,
but he could paint this on paper or canvas, and then they print it.
Yeah.
High resolution photos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, could we find that information and have it maybe at our next meeting? And then I think that'd be he's waited a long time. Mm-hmm. He did everything he was supposed to do, just like Didier with the tile. So I say let's start with him if we can get it all together, and I'll reach out to Breezy and find out more.
Now, is this something that we could put out to Kaiser Art Association?
You bet.
And I mean, that seems like that would be a...
Yeah, and I already took a picture. And, yeah, I can think of two artists right away. But, you know, we want to get McNary kids, too. Mm-hmm. But we can't do that till September. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. If we start with the one artist that we've already approved, I think we should do that.
Do we want to have a theme? Are we going for a theme here? Or
I was thinking when we sort of judged the chalk, it was really hard because we didn't have a rubric or any kind of criteria.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, especially with high school kids, because I used to teach high school art, having a few parameters about maybe some themes and also some things that we could look at, like craftsmanship, like, you know, I don't know.
So, Kat, is that something you'd be willing to work on for us?
Well, because I know if you don't, you're going to get,
right.
You're going to get stuff that you might not want.
Would you, so. Just to put some form on something so we could look at it next month?
Sure.
High school art teacher.
Oh, yeah, I was like, 1-inch border. Like, I had to, first of all, I had to grade artwork, and I didn't know what to grade it on, so then I just started developing criteria for what makes good art.
So, yes, you're willing to?
Yes. Thank yes.
And so, put that in the minutes.
And so do we start at square one and ask our, I can't think of his name, that presented his art. Do we ask him to represent it so that when we, if we.
Does he just have one sample?
Right. He just has one
thing. And Kim, I will tell you, remember, we approved that. Like, he came back to us 2 or 3 times.
We approved him painting on a. A PGE box, and
no,
so that's
we,
not.
No.
This is a whole different thing. This is wrapping, and
no,
this is
we approved his design. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that's all we approved. We approved.
But
we
I'm
accepted
just saying if we
approved design.
That one, and then I mean, just saying if we're going to have some sort of, if she's going to lay out some, then maybe we need to. He needs to work within that framework also.
That would probably fit. It's an abstract iris, which is a city icon.
Yeah.
So it'll probably work.
But yeah. I'd like to see like maybe what Kat puts together. Before we, and then go from there.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Like no gang signs.
Yeah.
Yeah. We prefer no gang signs.
Madam Chair, Councilor Starr was just wondering if the new members of the Art Commission knew what we were talking about. And so I just, here's a picture of.
Whoop.
Thank you.
Your family.
Your family.
The traffic control box that. I have no idea where this one's from.
Like have Texas. You seen them before?
No.
So at every intersection, there's one of these steel boxes that inside they mess with the timing of the lights. So there, you'll now that you know about them, every time you go by an intersection, you'll
see. Right.
Yeah, you will.
So, but other communities have wrapped them, and so that's what the context of the conversation is.
And I mean. Adam's former town, Ontario, wasn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, tiny little Ontario, Oregon, had wrapped utility boxes. My hometown, Idaho Falls, Idaho, had wrapped boxes.
Eugene, too. If you
Palm Springs, they're everywhere. But there's art everywhere in Palm Springs. But, yeah. It's
well,
wonderful.
I do like the idea of, like a theme of some sort, be it irises. You know, it's so, I was just in Prosser, Washington.
Do they have rat boxes?
No, but they have horses. They have these bronze horses, and they're all painted different, and it's just adorable. But it's, you know, a kind of a theme citywide.
Yeah.
But So just a thought.
I like the iris thing.
Yeah.
You can get all different types of irises.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me remind you.
Yeah.
You probably have forgotten this because it was a long time ago when we did the last visioning for Kaiser. And part of that visioning and the reason that we have the serpentine sidewalks along River Road was to replicate a river. And they put one of the things that they called for was to put bushes and stuff that move with the air to, again, replicate ripples and moving. So anything, you know, and that's where we're going to start is on River Road. Maybe
like a river, river theme, iris
that's,
theme.
That's what I wanted to bring, because that was the vision, I mean, I don't know how long I'm talking, 20 years ago, was to anything moving, you know,
We even thought of one time of having fish on poles, metal fish on poles that move with the air as a metal sculpture on River Road. Wouldn't that be fun? So, anyway, you might want to incorporate those river themes. We're a river city. I mean, we really are. Yeah. And we've got Kaiser Rapids Park, so there's a historic reference to that. We also had the first settlement, you know, down in what's the park?
Willamette Mission Park.
Nope.
No.
Wallace.
Nope.
Wallace.
The little park.
Or in Kaiser.
In Kaiser.
Wallace House, or
it's by Dave McCain's house. I can't remember the name.
Wallace House.
Wallace House.
Did I?
Yeah.
I
just say that. Oh, did you?
Sorry.
Yeah, Wallace House.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think any of those historic things would be good as well. I love the iris idea too.
Okay. So we'll kind of next time we get together in September, kind of revisit that.
God, we gave Kat something to do.
If she follows. So item six is Rosalie's Cow's sign and sculpture. We need to ask the Parks Advisory Board for a recommendation to council for placement of the sign and or sculpture if we don't have this. Okay, whatever. And so we're talking about in Claggett Creek Park. What are we talking about here?
I have an idea. I would like the committee's permission to reach out to the church that is on the southeast corner, because when we were mapping out where to put the cows, it was the closest point. And there's that big, gorgeous tree there that they're not going to take down. And then there's all that grass. So here's what I'm thinking. If we put it on that corner, it's going to be easily accessed. There is parking behind that folks could park behind and then walk down to read the storyboard. It's closer to the sculpture. And if we decide, I know we talked a little bit about, gosh, do we want to put a couple of cows in another area so that people could do Insta art and have their picture taken with a Kaiser cow. That might be a good spot. I have no idea if they would even allow, it would require like an easement, right? Just like we do the art along River Road is what I'm thinking.
I think that's a busy intersection.
It's a busy intersection, but it's not busy where you'd have to park because the parking lot is behind camp.
Right, I know I park there to go, you know, map out where they go and had to, you know.
And it's so close.
It just might be tempting for people to want to go walk over there or.
Oh, I think it'll be real tempting.
And so.
But I think it'll be tempting.
I thought that we were going to put something possibly at Claggett Creek Park, maybe like something that.
Yeah, we talked about that originally.
Insta art, because that also is right next to where the cows used to be.
It's a block away, but it's close.
Yeah.
I saw the Kaiser police posted.
Wasn't that great?
So cute, wasn't it?
That's cute.
Yeah.
Kaiser Arts. Instagram.
I like that idea. Kat? Are you batting 1,000 tonight?
So I guess I'm not really sure what we're asking here. We're asking.
Well, I think they're asking, where do we want to put the sign?
So we're leaving that. We're asking the Parks Advisory Board to figure that out. We're asking them to.
If we put it in Claggett Creek Park, we've got to ask them, and we need to know where it's going to be in Claggett Creek Park. And I can't remember what Bill said. Bill had a location. It wasn't near the creek. I think it was on the north end, but honestly, I don't know. I think that you might need to walk that, Kim, with Bill and see where he has in mind. And then once he, if that's what we're going to do, then.
Because that, I mean, there's parking there, there's kids
there,
there, there's people, I mean, they're meant to go there. I think it would be more appropriate.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody, what anybody else thinks, but.
Could I add something? I believe that the motion that's before you tonight is to decide where you want it, like the park or the church area, and then it would be up to the park staff members, is my understanding, to determine the best place within the park to put it.
Right.
Yeah.
So I would imagine they would work with us, and I mean, if we had.
I think we'd want to know where.
Yeah.
Because we're thinking of adding a couple of cows by it.
But that's not what the motion.
No, that's not what the motion says. Right. And I also wanted to let you all know that at last night's council meeting, the council did approve to update the name. So it's going to be Rosalie's Silly Cows. They did add the silly.
It's going to be Rosalie's
Silly Cows.
Instead of Rosalie's Cows.
Yes.
Councilor Reed.
First I heard that.
Oh, no, I told you. I don't know.
So I don't think we're ready for this.
Do we have to do this tonight?
I don't think we're ready for this.
No, you don't have to do this.
We don't
tonight.
Know where we want.
I think the plan was to be at the Clagger Creek Park by the parking spot, so people can park and get out and take their picture right there. But there's not a time.
Do we need a motion for that?
On this.
Why don't we let's put this back on our agenda for next month. That'll give Kim a chance to connect with Bill and walk down there and see who's the staff liaison to parks. Isn't it Bill?
Robert Johnson.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Well, then maybe you want Robert down there.
And either one of them, yeah.
Yeah.
What's everybody else's thought here?
I mean, I'm not going to follow my sword over that. I just thought it was another alternative location that was immediately adjacent. But right. Claggett Creek's fine.
Well, it's not between you and I. I'm just wondering what other thoughts are.
I like the idea of putting it closer to the cows up there, but I feel like it would be quite a bit more convenient and probably ultimately safer to put it at the park.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
We'll table this till next month then.
And then you can get together with Robert.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay. Item 7, the Kaiser Public Arts Commission needs to make a motion about the funding of the art design. How much and where? So we're not even sure.
So it's, do we have the cost?
This is just for the sign.
Yeah, the only thing that I'm aware of is the stand is going to be around $400, could be a little bit more, but I don't know for the sign.
I think it's $125. Or it was. They used to be. I don't know what they are now. $400 for the stand?
Is that the sign that's going to go up?
No.
Okay, it's different.
Because it has the wrong name, and we forgot to put the funder on it. Other than that, though,
it's
perfect.
Okay. Information is right there.
The funder. Mm-hmm. It was funded by Kaiser Community Foundation. Hmm. And I think, I don't know how it got done all the way.
It's over there. I don't even see it.
So we'll probably end up giving that one to the family. And I think that maybe is why that sign was done, because of the dedication. But we weren't quite ready yet.
If I can fill in the blanks on the naming, two council meetings ago, it really went back to the dedication. I think the family was referring to these
silly
cows, and then they went back, and many people said that that's how she referred them to them, as her silly cows. So Councilor Reed asked the city council two meetings ago if they would consider adding that to the name. And they said, yeah, put it on the agenda. And it was on the agenda last night and passed. So.
So can we table 7 as well? Because we don't know what we're talking about?
Yeah, and 8. I think 8 is also moved to it. We can put that down. We did, I think we were working with Pronto Signs.
Yes.
Yeah, so we can get some more information on
Pronto's
cost.
Pronto's doing the storyboard or doing the stand?
Who
does the stand?
Do you know, Don?
I know we are using Pronto Signs.
I guess I can't see the sign. Is that on the easel? Oh. Hmm.
Dang, that's expensive.
Yeah, but you know, you want something substantial that can't be just knocked over by somebody.
Oh.
So it's probably
just like that with just some edits.
It'll say Rosalie's Silly Cows, and then on the bottom it says the funder. It will say the funder. There's a little logo that they have. So, like, all of them say that. Anytime we have something separately, mm-hmm. privately funded, we always yes. give them recognition. For sure. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What happened. So, oh, but we already paid for this one.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that's just, is that a steel one or is that?
Is it steel?
Okay.
It's great though, isn't it? And I think it has her quote in there. Oh, yeah, there, down at the bottom. Rosalie is remembered as a feisty and, oh, thanks, Shaney, funny lady who wouldn't take no for an answer. In 1997, she stated during a Kaiser Times interview, lots of people think it's crazy to keep these silly cows, but I have no desire to sell the land or the cows. And she didn't. Her land was left to her family and eventually sold the land to a developer for multifamily homes. And I told a story last night about how I had a political sign on her property, and she'd call at least once a week and say, Lori, the damn cow,
oh,
have knocked the sign down, and because they'd scratch on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Ron.
Is this the same stuff as that, as the cow?
I told my husband that last night that I told this story. He said, it was more than once a week.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So right now, I mean, we don't need to make a decision on Mm-mm. the actual cows, but we do need to make a decision. We do need the sign and the stand for sure. And so
yeah, but we don't know how much.
Yeah.
So let's put it off till next month.
It's the same thing. Huh?
No, this is not metal.
Yeah.
But it's
metal on the front.
It is?
Yeah.
Isn't that the cutest?
It's really cute.
No, you're really good, Vanna.
Yeah.
I like the addition of the Kaiser logo on its neck. Well, I would ask that we postpone 6 and 7 till next month.
Kay.
Let's find out how much. If it's $400, it's $400. But dang, that's a lot of money.
Is that the same sturdiness of the other signs we've done?
It's the same stuff.
Is it? Okay. All right. We don't need a motion to do that or anything, do we? To table anything? Just table it.
Okay, wait a minute.
You can table it to a date certain. You could table it to a date certain. So
when's our next meeting?
Comes back.
September 19th.
So a motion to table to a date certain would bring it back on the September.
Yeah, sounds great. That sounds great.
They just meet every other.
So we do need a motion.
I would move. I would move that we table items 6 and 7 to our next meeting, which is September 19th.
Does somebody want us
to
What's 8?
The funding.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Or no.
It has to do
also needs to give details about who the fabrication of the art is being commissioned with.
We're way ahead of ourselves on this.
But wait, what's that?
That's the cows that are going to go in the park, the InstaArt.
No, that is not.
Isn't that what we're talking about here?
We don't know what number 8 is.
Yeah, it's the InstaArt, which we haven't really even decided
done. Is that really what that is? But it's the InstaArt cows we're talking about in number 8? InstaArt. We were
going to
put that and then put cows by it, but we haven't decided that as a committee.
No, we're not.
That was Lyndon Zeitz who said, "I think you ought to put InstaArt cows. Otherwise, people are going to run to the center. I think they will anyway, but they're going to run to the center to take pictures with those cows." Didn't help that the cops did because it was so cute.
So that's why 7 says art/sign because it's also talking about that, and then 8 is. We're ahead of ourselves here, so.
Yeah. Okay, so then I would move to table 6, 7, and 8 till our September 19th meeting.
Do I have a second? I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
And who seconded you? Kim did? Thank you. Or no, Kat did. Kat seconded it. Thank you.
Next on the agenda is the Bloomberg Flint.
So before you move on, Kim.
Part. Yes.
So let's talk about 8. Like, is that something we want to, I don't know how much they're going to cost. It was $7,500.
We don't even know what we're going to do. I mean, because it would have to be something a little different. It would have to be, I mean, I don't see the original cows being appropriate for kids to be climbing on and sticking their heads through and all that. It seems like it would have to be something that would have to be kind of redesigned a little bit for that.
So,
I mean, maybe even just something solid, or I mean, I don't know, but.
Oh. So the fabricator is Smith & Steel.
Right.
And I'd be happy to reach out to Rick and see what he says, and if he thinks that's a feasible thing. I don't even know. Mm-hmm. But why don't we start? If there's interest, I'd like the committee to say, "Yep, I'm interested in InstaArt cows or not," and then I think we go to Smith & Steel and say, "How could we do this?"
I mean, it can't be as elaborate as what we've done because I mean that was
$7,500.
Yeah.
So if we had two of them, I mean, just think it's probably 35 minimum. Right. So let's say 4. So probably 2,000 a cow. So that I think in worst case scenario, this cow is a little short cow, but the cows are 72 inches tall, aren't they, Kim? Something like that.
I don't know. They look smaller than I thought they would.
Yeah,
really?
I thought so. Yeah, uh-huh. But I was actually happy because I felt like that wasn't a safety issue.
Right.
Because I was like, if they're going to be.
Yeah, so this cow's probably 5 feet.
Yeah. And what would InstaArt cows look like?
Yeah, I don't know.
Would they be solid with, you know, just,
I don't know.
Or,
I hear you, though, because everywhere that's white is cut out, and that's half-inch steel that those cows are made from.
That just seems dangerous to me.
Uh-huh.
InstaArt.
That's Scar High School.
I mean, it's kind of, yeah, the hula hoops are cute. You're high school, how would you get, make InstaArt
That's
out of that
cool
that you
Instagram.
Could get, I mean, obviously not, you know, putting a hole in the head and, you know, sticking your face through it, but, I mean, it's the, you know, because it's the whole hula hoop thing that's cute about it, and how could a kid look like he's, you know, or somebody look like they're hula hooping?
Yeah. So I don't know much about Instagram because I don't like post on Instagram much, but honestly, I would think it'd be cool that people would just come over and take a picture of it and post it, or they would try to take a selfie with it and
mm-hmm.
post it.
Yeah.
And I would think adults wouldn't put their heads through it, but
you think they would want to?
No, would not.
Oh, but children.
But. If we're putting this at a park and the little kids at the park, I think that's a little bit dangerous if they put their heads through the holes in the cows. And I think that would be a problem.
What if we had a concrete thing and put like a smaller one there and then you stood like somehow you could design it, but you could have like a little wall or something with a round thing or I don't know.
I'd like to make a motion. I would like to move that we meet with Smith & Steel and some other artists to determine if it's feasible to put some type of InstaArt with the cows near the sign. And I'd be happy to do that. I'd be happy to reach out to Rick.
Do we have a second on that?
I'll second that.
Okay, so all in favor of
exploring. Let's get our options.
Yeah, exploring the options of InstaArt of Rosalie's Silly Cows in Claggett Creek Park. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
We'll get some options, and then we can decide if we want to do it or not. Okay.
So now we'll move on to Bloomberg Philanthropies. I can say that word.
Okay. So I had forwarded to you the 100 and whatever it was.
Six.
My printer, like, stopped. It wouldn't print at all. Okay. But so here's the upshot. And so when you have a chance, you might just look through it because there's a lot of really good ideas. But here's the deal. So... they're looking for three types of art projects on roadways, like sidewalks or crosswalks, and then pedestrian spaces like plazas, and then they put sidewalks. So I guess intersections, crosswalks, sidewalks, plazas. Third one is vertical infrastructure.
So close.
Vertical infrastructure, which includes utility boxes, traffic barriers, and underpasses. So, but here's the thing. When I was reading through the criteria, whatever the project is, it needs to improve road safety for pedestrians and cyclists. Hmm. And I'm not sure.
And or and cyclists.
Yeah. It said and, but... I think whatever, yeah. The ideas in here will kind of show you, and especially if you don't print it out in black and white, some of them are really pretty.
Mm-hmm. So making a crosswalk more visible.
Yes, that's it. So the other requirement is that a lot of people need to be involved. So in order to pick a space and then to decide what to put on the space, and then you'll also see, as you look through these projects, community members paint the space, right? So I assume if
it's... No, is this a contest?
It is a competitive grant. They do 20 grants of up to $25,000, if I'm remembering correctly. And I think it's every year. So that was one of the things that came up this summer, was that the application deadline was June 23.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
So I'm going to assume, although it hasn't opened up yet, that there'll be another one in June 24. Mm-hmm. And so if we want to apply, then we need to have everything kind of in advance, months in advance, where we would want it, what we would want, and how much it would cost.
And who's going to paint it.
And who's going to paint it. Is that it? I think that's it. But their utility boxes, just as a price comparison, say $350 per box.
$350?
Mm-hmm.
See?
So
you was ripped off.
So these are, well, and I don't know how large these utility boxes are, but yeah. And so these can be ongoing programs. Some of these are really cute. It's like a suitcase. Anyway, and then the part of it, especially if it's on the roadway, we would need to have a plan for maintaining it,
repainting.
And they're not going to give us any money for that?
They might. I don't know.
So it sounds like there's an awful lot of work that would go into it.
There's a lot, and they really stress that they want it to be a safety issue, or, you know, address a safety issue, and that they want broad community involvement, because it's supposed to be, in addition to the safety concern, it's supposed to be a community building kind of exercise or project. Mm-hmm. But anyway,
So the first thing that comes to mind is if we're supposed to be improving the safety, that's the goal.
That was one of the things on the criteria. They said that was essential.
Essential. So immediately I thought of the Shamawa on River Row, mm-hmm. right. And maybe doing something on all four crosswalks, that would be really showy. Mm-hmm. And we could even put something in the center, you know, to tie it all together. That would be really showy. But I think it is, I would go back to Councillor Jerry McGee. This is a great project. This is a project that may not be ripe. And we may not be able to move forward with it. It just might not be ripe yet. But it might be. I mean, Felicia, are you willing to work on this project?
I mean, I can, I'll look through it more and get.
It would be nice to know because that could be a lot of maintenance. I mean, cars are driving on this and.
But there's special paint, right, Adam? There's special road paint.
Yeah, I think, isn't this similar in some ways to what the city of Salem has done in the neighborhoods, painting the art on the street? I talked to you, I think I talked to you, somebody about this before. It's pretty amazing, and it brings in the community within that neighborhood, and they do get paint, so it's been, I think Salem Leadership Foundation's been involved in it, Travel Salem was key in it, as well as the City of Salem Neighborhood Services Department, and there is special paint, and I think they've gotten it either discounted or donated, but don't quote me on that, so I know that if it, I'm just curious if it's similar to that program.
I'm wondering, I mean,
is it an actual program, Counselor?
It's through this, I mean, the city's played the neighborhood, the City of Salem Neighborhood Services Department plays a key role in it, and then Travel Salem.
I would start there and see what they've done.
Mm-hmm. There's one, I know they just did one in West Salem in the, what is that neighborhood? Kind of down behind.
Edgewater?
Yes. But in back in the residential neighborhood area.
Yeah, I think it's,
like it's Edgewater, Edgewater, yeah. But kind of, what is it, east of the Safeway complex.
I mean, I love the idea. I'd say let's start working it.
I've been asking about that for a while.
I doubt that we'd be ready to go for 2024, but maybe.
Yeah, and I assume it's every year. I forget how long. Well, some of these are from.
They're part of that program.
Yeah.
So are you willing to take this on?
I can, yeah, I'll see what I can do. Yeah.
And you'll reach out to Salem?
Yeah, I'll find out what they're doing.
Cool.
I mean, some of these projects aren't that expensive. It just would be nice to get external funding.
If we're painting the road, I'll bet it's not that expensive.
Yeah, so the materials here, it says acrylic traffic marking paint.
Yeah.
So, this is in Montreal, Canada. If this is on page 30.
I'd like to know where these streets are. I'd like to go look at them.
Is there?
Oh. I think there was one in, it's either in the Grant or the Highland neighborhood in Northeast. So, they're selecting areas in Salem that it would connect with neighborhoods that could use the community sense of spirit and bringing them together. And I think, don't quote me, but I feel like they got the paint through like Salem Paint Company or one of that they worked with to get the paint. So it's
Salem is
awesome.
Funding mm-hmm. this independent of a grant process.
You would have to check. Maybe they got it through Travel Salem because I know Travel Salem was involved in it as well. So, but they're amazing pictures. Let me see if I can find. Yeah, there. See, he's already on top of it.
Yeah, if you. So, is the Salem Street Painting Program?
It's a program.
It is. Yeah, and they're better funded than we are. but you can see a couple examples and. And I went to the Bloomberg Philanthropies website.
Oh, so they got money there?
And there's, well, that's what
that's the
Felicia
one I was
at. Yeah, telling us about. And there's, they've got great pictures of it. And it wasn't, yeah, when you said crosswalks, I was thinking, boy, that,
what
but
about
it's actually
schools?
In between.
They did get a grant.
the space in between the crosswalks. So.
And what about like in front of schools where you've got, you know, the kids' crosswalks and, you know, like Cummings or...
They've got a great... They've got a little map that you can...
The dog park. But that's not really a safety... Yeah, that's not really a safety issue there.
Well, people need to slow down when they turn into the dog park.
Here's the one I'm Los Angeles.
Oh, gosh, that's gorgeous.
Oh, is that the...
And who are the artists?
Yeah. Okay. It's really great. You can zone in on all over the world and see the projects they've funded and where they are. And you can zoom in on any of these and go to a project page. And
yeah, were those...
And that's like in...
Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, all right, Alicia's going to contact Salem Street Program and learn.
I mean, back to schools. I mean, schools could put their mascot out in the street, crosswalks to.
I think that's a great idea.
They could be involved in the kids.
Okay. Yeah, we could do that too. We could do school mascots for our 11 schools. Okay.
Good job. We already did student. I thought this was going to be a really short meeting.
It is. It's well, an hour.
It is, but we've talked about a lot, though. So it's good. We already did student emerging art. Other business. Reporting August 7th is me. Okay. Now, Debbie.
Dawn.
No, Debbie did cheat sheets for us.
She gave us the minutes.
And sort of condensed it. So we had some bullet points to come and talk about.
Are you asking for me to locate that or create something for moving forward?
Create it.
Okay.
Debbie would take like bullet points from the minutes of what happened at the last meeting, and then we report out.
Okay, so to the council.
City council.
Got
so
it.
And report what we discussed and what's... What we got cooking.
There could be some exciting things.
That's it. So I'm going to adjourn. Do I do this to adjourn too?
We'll ask anybody if they have
anything. Does anybody else have any other business? Okay. I'm going to adjourn the meeting.
So, and has everybody seen the cows?
Yes, I drive by them all the time now.
They're just cute as heck.
I make my boyfriend drive.